After an unexpected delay, the results of new statewide standardized tests were released this week. 3rd through 10th graders in Alaska took the Alaska Measures of Progress exams in spring of 2015. Education officials say the AM tests have more rigorous standards than the previous assessments. That challenge is reflected in the scores. Statewide, less than half of students met standards in English language arts and math. Student scores are scaled into four achievement levels. A 4 is the highest score. A 1 is the lowest. Students who score a 3 or 4 meet state education standards. Students who score a 1 or 2 partially meet standards. In Haines, less than half of the 140 students tested met standards in both English language arts and math. According to data posted online by the State Department of Education, about 49% of Haines students were proficient in English, and about 34% were proficient in math.
I'm not displeased with Haines' results.
That's Haines Interim Superintendent Rich Carlson. He says the results are just about what he expected. The scores are lower than what Haines students achieved on previous tests, called the Standards-Based Assessments, or SBAs.
To compare these results to any of the previous tests simply is a bogus comparison. But what is a fair comparison is how we compare to the rest of the state.
And in that regard, Haines did well. Out of about 73,000 students statewide, about 35% met standards in English and about 31% met standards in math. So, Haines students scored more than 10 percentage points higher in English and about 3 percentage points higher in math. Skagway students also did better than the state average. In both English and math, 63% of Skagway students met standards. Skagway Superintendent Josh Coffrin declined to discuss AMP results until after he meets with his school board. It's more difficult to determine how Klukwan school students did on AMP tests because it's part of the Chatham School District, which encompasses small schools in Klukwan, Angoon, Gustavus, and Tenneke Springs. The scores from all those schools are lumped together. Of the 91 Chatham students tested, about 41% met standards in English and about 26% met standards in math. Chatham Superintendent Bernie Grieve was not available for an interview. Haines Superintendent Carlson says tests like these are supposed to give a picture of how school districts are doing.
And then the other part of, standardized tests is really to help teachers, again, drive instruction. This test is less successful in the latter than most standardized tests.
Carlson says the AMP test results don't give teachers much to work with besides ranking students 1 to 4 in how they meet state standards.
So, if you have English language arts, for example, we used to get it broken down into vocabulary and all the subsets and things like that. The results here are not broken down like that at all. So it's going to be less helpful to drive instruction.
In a press release, the State Department of Education touts the rigor of the AMP tests. It says the exams have fewer multiple choice questions and ask more of students in terms of analysis, multi-step tasks, solving problems, and applying what they know to new situations. But at least one state lawmaker doesn't think the AMP tests are beneficial to students or teachers. Palmer Representative Jim Culver announced last week that he would draft a bill to get rid of AMP and switch Alaska to a different assessment. Carlson says there's a growing sentiment in the state against the AMP tests, and he's not inclined to defend the assessment because there have been some major problems. The release of test results was delayed multiple times because of errors on the part of the Kansas-based testing vendor. And then there's the fact that results are not detailed in a way that Carlson thinks will help teachers. Carlson says it makes him wonder just how reliable the test results are. In Haines, I'm Emily Files.